Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, text number 14. Oh wow, one of those big whoppers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Etat
Shurasatam
Shurasatam
Vidvan
Vidvan
Sutta
Sutta
Na
Na
Arhasi
Arhasi
Vashitum
Vashitum
Katha
Katha
Harikatha
Harikatha
Udarka
Udarka
Satam
Satam
Siyu
Siyu
Sodasi
Sodasi
Dhruvam
Dhruvam
Etat
Shushatam Vidvan Suto no Rosita Vasitam
Katha
Hari Kato Darka
Satam
Siu Sarasi Dhruvam
Etat
Shushatam Vidvan Suta Nur Hasi Bhashitam Katha Hari Kato Darka
Satam
Siu Sadasi Dhruvam
Etat
Shushatam Vidvan
Chushushatam Vidvan
Sutanurhasibhashitam Katha Hari Kato Darka Satam Siu Sarasi Dhruvam Itachushushatam Vidvan
Itachushushatam Vidvan
Sutanurhasibhashitam
Sutanurhasibhashitam
Katahari Kato Darka
Katahari Kato Darka
Satam Siu Sadasi Dhruvam
Satam Siu Sadasi Dhruvam
Etat Churushatam Vidvan.
Etat Churushatam Vidvan.
Bhashitum.
Tatavnar Se Bhashitum.
Katahari Kato Darka.
Katahari Kato Darka.
Tatam
Su Sadasi Dhruvam.
Etat.
Etat.
This. Shushushatam.
Shushushatam.
Of those eager to hear.
Those eager to hear.
Vidvan.
Vidvan.
All learned.
All learned.
Sutta.
Sutta.
Sutta Goswami.
Sutta Goswami.
Na.
Na.
Unto us.
Unto us.
Arhasi.
Arhasi.
May you do it.
May you do it.
Vashitum.
Vashitum.
Just to explain it.
Just to explain it.
Katha.
Katha.
Topic.
Topics.
Harikatha Udarka.
Harikatha Udarka.
Result in the topics of the Lord.
Result in the topics of the Lord.
Satam.
Satam.
Of the devotees.
Of the devotees.
Siyu.
Siyu.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Sadasi.
Sadasi.
In the assembly of.
In the assembly of.
Dhruvam.
Dhruvam.
Certainly.
Translation
and report by the divine grace. Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
As we have already quoted above from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Buddha Goswami, even mundane things can be dovetailed in the service of Lord Sri Krishna and accepted as transcendental. For example, the epics of the histories of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which are specifically recommended for the less intelligent classes, women, shudras, and the unworthy sons of the higher castes, are also accepted as Vedic literatures because they are compiled in connection with the activities of the Lord. Mahabharata is accepted as the fifth division of the Vedas after its first four divisions, namely Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva. The less intelligent do not accept Mahabharata as part of the Vedas. The great sages and authorities accept it as the fifth division of the Vedas. Bhagavad Gita is also part of the Mahabharata, and it is full of the Lord's instructions to the less intelligent class of men. Some less intelligent men say that Bhagavad Gita is not meant for householders. But such foolish men forget that Bhagavad Gita is explained to Arjuna in the Grihastha family matters and spoken by the Lord in his role as a Grihastha. So, Bhagavad Gita, although containing the high philosophy of the Vedic wisdom, is for the beginners in the transcendental science and Srimad Bhagavatam is for the graduates and postgraduates in the transcendental science. Therefore, literatures like Mahabharata, the Puranas, and similar other literatures, which are full of the pastimes of the Lord, are all transcendental literatures, and they should be discussed with full confidence in the society of great devotees. The difficulty is that such literatures, when discussed by professional men, appear to be mundane literature, like histories or epics, because there are so many historical facts and figures to be faced. Therefore, the such literature should be discussed in the assembly of devotees. Unless they are discussed by the body, such literatures cannot be relished by the higher class of men. So the conclusion is that the Lord is not impersonal in the ultimate issue. He is the supreme person, and he has his different activities. He is the leader of all living entities, and he descends with his will and by his personal energy to reclaim the fallen souls. Thus he plays exactly like the social, political, and religious leaders. Because such roles ultimately culminate in the discussion of topics of the Lord, all such preliminary topics are also transcendental. That is the way of spiritualizing the civic activities of human society. Men have inclinations for studying history and many other mundane literature. Stories, fiction, drama, magazines, newspapers, etc. So that can be dovetailed with the transcendental service of the Lord. And all of them will turn to the topics relished by their devotees. The propaganda that the Lord is impersonal, that he has no activity, that he is a dumb stone without any name and form, is encouraging people to become godless, faithless demons. And the more they deviate from the chunking of activities of the Lord, the more they become accustomed to mundane activities that only clear their path to hell instead of return them home back to God. Footnote, which is very unusual in talking. Footnote. Take note. Yeah, footnote. You see that.
We've got it on database too. Okay. The footnotes there too.
Yeah. Maybe we can do this. Oh, you're watching. Even 50 years ago, the social structure of all Indians was so arranged that they would not read any literature that was not connected with the activities of the Lord. They did not play any drama nor not connected with the Lord. They did not organize a fair or ceremony not connected with the Lord. Never they visited a place that was not holy and sanctified by the pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, even the common man in the village would talk about Ramayana and Mahabharata, Gita and Bhagavatam, even his very childhood. But by the influence of the age of Kali, they had been dragged in the civilization of the dogs and hogs, laboring for bread without any sense of transformation. Srimad Bhagavatam begins in the history of the Pandavas with necessary politics and social activities. And yet, Srimad Bhagavatam is said to be the Paramahamsa Sanghita, or the Vedic literature meant for the topmost 10 commandments, and it describes Param Jnanam, the highest 10 commandments. Kirigadis of the Lord are all Paramahamsa. And they are like the swans, and though they are sucking milk out of a mixture of milk and water. Shri Jatapadabam, Shri Kudum Vaishnavam, Cha, Shri Rupam, Sadhajatam, Sahaganaradanatam, Vitam, Tam, Sajayam, Sadayatam, Sabadutam, Varijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitam, Vivam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padam, Sahaganaradanatam, Sajayam, Cha, Mama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya Padaya, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharya, Nirvishay Shushin Yavadi, Ashtrasya Devi Shatari. So, this footnote is really something unusual. The footnote says the wrong thought. It's a very powerful. So, 50 years ago, we had to calculate, well, this is written down. So, this is maybe 60 years ago. Somewhere around 1970. So, that means that 40 years ago. So that means 90 years ago. The whole answer is 90 years ago. That everyone was simply Krishna conscious. Everyone. The very Krishna conscious of 90 years ago. But the 90 years ago means 15 years, like 19, and Papa is younger than the 1920s. Very Krishna conscious. But the whole thing is forward, and now so much of it. So this is the, this is very sad, the influence of the age of Kali all over the world. Godlessness and sinfulness is becoming more and more common. And there's only one So, in service of humanity, we have to become better than we ourselves. So there's more for us than a doctor to become better. We must be successful in doing the patient to become better in this situation. Especially when you have to then really have to know what you mean. It's under the Ebola, So it's a greater epidemic. We don't recognize it as a problem. It's a greater epidemic of a role in the institution of birth and death. And not recognizing this great epidemic now. It's completely in the inside world. So our mission is actually to lead spiritual life in the whole world. And sometimes the body's not understanding it. Cultural domination is currently one version of a culture becomes the dominant of this thing, and you can have a leader criticizing the thing. How do you can say cultural domination? So I've been criticized in the past of pigeon bubble, and I've been criticizing the pigeon bubble. How do you criticize the pigeon bubble? Prabhupada was also criticized with Pigeon Bondi. He said, the Magyarvada is going to be that compression, repression, and depression. That's such an idea. So sometimes if we preach boldly about how we want this Krishna conscious movement to take over the whole world, by which all the hyper-devices we learn to see, like, people get disturbed. Even the devotees, that's it. I'm saying you want cultural domination. You don't know what the problem is. Or you're trying to follow me. We're very bold. We actually do want to take over the world. I mean, we want to become leaders in our movement. The Prabhupada book is actually the guiding principle for everything. The government leaders, the education leaders, the poets, the dancers, the singers, the business governments, everyone should be the vast and general mass of people. Everyone should take Prabhupada's book as the guiding principle in their life. The book's wrong in wanting to establish this book. What are we afraid of? We don't want people to think we're aggressive. We are the most aggressive. Might be looking for this mellow, meditative, and that aggressive, the Christian boy, Christian consciousness. And so there are very aggressive things. It's a kind. Sometimes they get disturbed. Why are you pressuring me about my Christian consciousness? They don't like it. Because they're attaching themselves to that consciousness. As I know the example of boys lying in a car and building. He's so drunk and tired, he's about to step off the edge of the building and kill himself. And someone yells, "Hey, look out! Stop!" And he thinks, "Why is this person disturbing my flight time? Why is he just get angry? Why is he disturbing me?" So people get disturbed sometimes when they're tired of living in different countries. You can see that sometimes you all become students instead of being interested. So, one should not be a student if someone is giving you a Christian consciousness. One should understand that there are very dangerous issues. We need to identify the body, and I'm not clearly going to be a Christian consciousness. If someone is giving you instructions, I was saying, I don't understand anything. You think that would be really blessed? It would be blessed. It's like the Matatini, which is always giving very nice things. To never think of his heart. She's not going to be very grateful. Now she's putting the training. And sometimes I'm talking to people who do this, but sometimes you want to do other actions. The lady, the crazy, the long and sale of actions, and someone gives talk and something, and you're being agitated by that. It's our own nonsense. Nothing other than the instructor. If you're not going to be instructed, it's our own nonsense. My own laziness, my own stubbornness, I want to do things my way. You may not be the best, but still, it's the way I do it. So that's the way I want to do it. You should be humble. Someone gives us training, gives us love, you should accept it and be grateful. Not find a problem with that. You might have given so many lessons, I think. You're grateful for them. You might find fault with them. So, on this way, some creatures are often misunderstood. They misunderstood me. In one country, they misunderstood me. They think I'm doing something wrong by preaching boldly. And also, you're a messenger. People find fault with her also, and she could be involved with her. So, she did something wrong with mobile teachers, with her giving strong instructions. And there's something wrong with me getting teaching boldly.
I think you said the glorification is no good. You create the what?
Mm-hmm.
I think you said glorification is no good.
Yeah.
It has to be genuine.
Yeah, that's true. So, but we have to, superficially glorifying someone is, but not actually feeling that appreciation genuinely in the heart.
As I mentioned yesterday, they are not friends, they are enemies. I think it's really glorifying.
When you artificially glorify the enemy.
Yes,
so then how does one actually, the enemy means inimical, an inimical attitude. So I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
No.
I have a question for you.
No, I have no question.
How does one overcome that? I have a question for you.
Just don't bring me in.
But now we're having a discussion. And I'd like to discuss with you. How does one overcome the inimical attitude of the mind? Because someone has an inimical attitude, how does one overcome it? That's the most important thing. Because we actually, the inimical attitude is our problem. We have an inimical attitude towards Krishna, that's why we're here. And because we have an inimical attitude towards Krishna, then we have that inimical attitude that manifests actually in all of our relationships. Until you become completely pure devotee, there is some degree of inimical attitude in the heart towards everyone. Because it's there towards Krishna. And just like when you love Krishna, then you love everyone. Inimical attitude towards Krishna manifests inimical attitude towards everyone. Either way, the relationship with Krishna is also manifested in the relationship with everyone else. So if you have pure love for Krishna, then you'll have pure love for all the spots and consciousness. If there's an inimical attitude towards Krishna, that inimical attitude will also be manifested in your relationship with the spots and consciousness. So we have to understand how to uproot that inimical attitude we all have. We have all of an inimical attitude. So how do we uproot them? That's the whole science of bhakti. How to uproot the inimical attitude. It's called Jivayat Granthi, a hard knot in the heart. It's actually described as the sadhu, the saint devotee, the sattva, that's the example of Prabhupada. He cuts through that hard knot with the sword of transcendental So, by submissive beginning from the sadhu, then that hard knot can be cut. So when the sadhu instructs us, when the sadhu corrects us, instead of being inimical, we should be submissive to that instruction. That's the key. You can be inimical or you can be submissive. So when we have that situation, we feel we feel threatened by someone training us and instructing us. That's in the simply identical attitude. We're not being submissive. So we have to, therefore, with high our intelligence, curb down the mind, the inimical mind, and train the mind how to become submissive. Because only by submissive hearing can you actually taste transcendental ecstasy. As long as if you're not blissful, it means you have an inimical attitude. If you're not feeling tasting the bliss of Krishna consciousness, it means you're maintaining an inimical attitude towards Krishna and towards Krishna devotees. Envy, inimical attitude. So we have to get rid of that inimicalness. And stay within our heart. And submissively hearing from the holy name, submissively hearing from the sadhus and Prabhupada's books, from the preachers in the Krishna Conscious movement, we should hear submissively. With all due respect. Even though we don't have full respect, because our respect is tinged with inimicalness. We have this problem of inimicalness, and it takes away from the proper respect that it should be having for all the Vaishnavas. Mm-hmm. So this inimical attitude is the biggest problem we have. The outside situation in the world, not just a big issue. Economic problems, health problems, many of these physical things, they are nothing compared to the disease we have in the middle class. That is the one thing we should be focusing on. I have to get rid of the minimal attitude and develop the loving attitude. Because by doing that, everything else is part of automatically. I was sitting here and the other night, we've spoken. We were thinking that we have to have a certain degree of material success. Beyond that level, we can't be happy with. I have to be successful for my kids to be achievers. They have to have a certain grade point average to get to certain schools. Whole idea of thought happiness depends on material advancement. Then spiritual life, spiritual life is just being a good person, being moral, being righteous person. There's no question of devotion to God. Devotion to my family, that's my God. So, this is a miscalculation. You can't be happy by material success. It doesn't work. Nobody ever in the history of the universe become happy by being materially successful. It just doesn't work. They think it will make them happy. It's like a chair in front of the donkey. He's thinking, I'm just going to get that chair. Well, he's got to make, if I can just make $5,000 a month, then I'll be there. But then he makes $5,000 a month, he'll be $10,000. No matter how much he gets, no matter how much facility he has, he's not satisfied. He thinks, well, I've got to get a new wife, get me this and get a new wife. No matter what facility he has, he's never satisfied because he's trying to enjoy on a material plane, but there is no sustainability. He's trying to enjoy, and that's why his enjoyment is completely conspicuous by absence. There's only a shadow of enjoyment in the material, an illusion of the real enjoyment does not exist here, it exists only in the transcendental dimension beyond time and space. That place of Krishna with the eternal association. Ever youthful pastime. That is the only place where the real happiness exists. So if you want to actually get your own happiness, you have to connect to that place. You have to give up a mimical attitude and connect to that place by committed service to the Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnava. Not just Guru, but Vaishnava. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pate Bhaja Iyamara. I absorb my mind in Dalasya Guru and Vaishnava. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pate Mancha Iyamana. Engage my mind in worshiping Dalasya Guru and Vaishnava. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pate Mancha Iyamana. So, this is the genuine platform of happiness. You become a loving servant in the notice of the Guru Maharaj and the Vaishnava. I'm a loving servant. Not that my happiness is to take the position, you do this and then you do that. That's our tendency. We want to lord it over. We have to be very careful in Krishna consciousness, not to have that. Now that's bits and bobies and bits and bobies and bobies and bobies. Spiritual man, seeing the bobies may happen. And not that I should think, but I don't think. I have to do it. I have to drop it. We should be in the room and doing the end of ourselves. Not that I tell other people to do things. Spiritual man can do things. That's a duty to accept service. But actually, the devotee should not be a duty. They should be very against service. That's a spiritual man who has saved himself in some of service and disciples. And actually, the mood of the disciples, you shouldn't think, Baba says, follow the Guru, don't imitate the Spirit. Well, he's accepting service, and I will accept service. You do this to me, you do that to me. You do this, you do this, you do this, no. So Mahakrishna has got criticized by Papa. He's always, Papa to tell him to do something, he does somebody else to do it. Papa didn't want to do it. That's so you to do it. Why are you telling someone else to do that? So one should be in the mood of giving service, not that I want to. Tell others to serve and do this and do that. No. One should very much remember the giving service, giving service, giving service. As one Gavala pointed out, and the mood of Vrindavan is giving. See, da means giving, not the da thing. So, Yashoda, what does that mean? One who gives fame, Yashoda, or Kirti da. Vrindavana is the mood of da, giving. Vrindavana is giving, 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 giving. Giving the material is taking, 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 taking. So we have a tendency to be takers and not givers. We have that tendency. That's a very detrimental consciousness. Yet I'm giving, giving, giving. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's what will take about the museum. There's nothing to take from giving. So we have a few minutes left, about 10 minutes. I can answer any questions. Did you have any questions? Comments? Do you all have any questions?
In there's a point you made about how we don't need anything material in order to be happy. We have to put the spiritual priority first.
I didn't say you were going to find something. You said, yeah, the second one.
So,
material facilities are required as long as you have material body. But spiritual has to be the first thing.
Okay. So the question was, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one who isn't regulated in his habits of eating and sleeping and recreation cannot perform yoga. So is that, how is it best to be understood?
Eating and sleeping. Eating the body that's really difficult.
Someone may say that this means that these are prerequisites for spiritual advancement.
Yeah, for you, they are.
Okay.
These are not level of method. The great transcendental is that we know necessity of the But the Nyaya, the SP, the
Well, there's about politics. There's some discussion of politics in this verse. That my question is, are the political kind of situations in the Shastra, this
Mahabharata politics.
Yeah. We have political situations also in our movement. Is that the same kind of politics?
No. I hope we don't have Robin and Julian's in our movement. Prabhupada mind just didn't mind the politics of the farmers. Something happened to him. He had to be transcendental to the memories of the money. Happened to him. Some of the money is a more interested position than their interest. That's politics. And one isn't having a position, they're not becoming clear. They want to have some position, prominent position in society. It's more important than you develop identity and Christian class. That's politics. That's when the politics comes in. So one should not be a service. That means they're a Phoenician. I'm sorry, I'm not a Christian class. They want a big position, big recognition. One should not be disturbed by such developments. Try to compete with them on their level. One should simply be happy to awaken one's Christian consciousness and follow whatever instructions one receives from one's spiritual master. That is success. The only position that the devotee desires is whatever my spiritual master wants me to do. That's the only position you want. You want the position of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That is the position. The only position you need. You don't need anything else. Simply that position, the lotus feet of the spiritual master. What is that, Sanctum? And there's no politics. And you start thinking, well, I, Guru admires me, okay, but I have a position, I want this recognition. I want to have power, I want to have control. See, that's politics. You're more interested in power and fear, testing, and everything about you. It happens sometimes, maybe it's getting better. Lust or recognition, and lust or prestige and position. It's like Bhagavanta producing. If you want followers, what you want is followers instead of Krishna. Krishna will give you the followers, but you won't be Krishna. Mm-hmm. So it has to be careful not to fall in that trap. One is destiny, some recognition. God doesn't work with followers. Then that teaching will be recognized. You simply have to serve a silent one. Another meaning is silence. You simply have to serve in whatever way you can, in addition. Many ways you can serve in addition to the telephone. Anything else? Okay, we'll stop here. Kamtala Akshina Bhagavatamati.
Jai.